Are you listening?
It's Anything and Everything with Mel.
Damn.
Think about anything you've ever learned.
Yeah.
Anything you've ever learned comes from words or reading it and goes into your mind. So everything that you've ever learned and known has been words in a right order that has gone into your brain and you've processed and it's clicked, right? So there are so many, our brain is like a locked box for so many different things. And sometimes all you need to do is say the right words in the right order to get that key to unlock it, to get you to understand it. Sometimes it's an action, sometimes it's an experience or words. That's why podcasts help people. That's why motivational speaking helps people, all that stuff. Because it's the right words.
And we're so
right
impressionable. And
people haven't heard before.
Everybody wants that click, that someone that they're like, wow, they're speaking to me right now. Everybody seeks that. Like oh, there's someone like you just feel it when you hear it. And it's an amazing thing. And it could be a almost deadly thing, too, when we're talking about children.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if they can identify with someone who is a racist, someone who is a bigot, someone who is very violent, someone who's very, you know, and that's who they have as their role model for their behavior, then
exactly
behavior is gonna repeat itself. And like I think our generation right now, we have such power and such voices that I've heard, whether I agree with it or not, so many strong words I've seen, but it's all been behind a damn screen. And there's a thing like called like terminal uniqueness, where you trying to be so different and you trying to stand out so much, almost like going so far it's gonna kill you mentally or physically, like trying to be like that, you know, like being like the cool, it's like being who you are in your own shoes, where you stand in this moment, in this heartbeat, in this breath, is unique in itself.
It is.
You don't have to be like anyone. You don't have to be unlike anyone. Just, you know, things just kind of flow. Like, the world has a funny way of working things out.
Yeah. And then to think that people get caught up in the moment, like, they can never be the person they want to be.
Yeah.
But, like, if there's people already doing that you want to do, too, like, that's proof that it's possible. Even if they're not, like, I personally think that if you can imagine a future that you exist where you're living the life that you want to, that reality is created.
Yeah.
Now, it just takes a lot to get to that one. But the more that you keep your eye on that reality and focus on that one, it'll make it a lot easier to steer to that one.
Yeah,
you
know, and that's what I always say, X plus Y equals Z. If your Y, you know, isn't equaling to the Z that you want, use equations, you gotta multiply it, square it, find square root, minus 3, plus 4, whatever, remove it to get there. You gotta change that. You gotta, a garden, you have to weed out the bad and water it, you know, some plants need more than others, some need more sunlight than others, some need indoor, some outdoor, some grow in certain climates, some don't, some blossom, some die, some don't like to be planted next to other plants, like,
you need to find
life
what,
is essentially,
yeah, you need to find what soil and climate you
like,
grow in.
You have to find what you need to do for yourself to get to that end that you want, as long as it doesn't harm anyone else, I think.
That's a great way to put it, though.
And I think that being selfish in a good way is really important.
Yeah, not egotistical, but selfish
but
for yourself.
Self-care. Caring about yourself. I didn't give a shit about myself. But I cared so much what other people thought.
Yeah.
And I didn't care about myself. That's so sad. I cared what so many people thought, but I didn't care enough about myself.
People don't realize their potential that they have.
Yeah.
Even though they're at a certain point in their life, you can still, every day, you can make a better choice than you did the day before. You can
That's
break
all
habits.
You can do is be better than you were the last heartbeat.
Yeah, you can break habits on a moment's notice.
Yeah, all you have is, that's if anything I've learned like in my long, soon to be like 23 years of living, is like you only have this heartbeat, like in this breath, that's all you have. So like use it.
Exactly.
Wisely.
Joe Rogan says this good thing, good quote, like, imagine you're like a car. You have the ability to put better rims on it. You have the ability to put a better engine in it. You have a better ability to completely upgrade it and customize it how you want. But you're the only one who can do it, no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, like, people let their health go to shit or something like that and not realize. Like, I never understand how you see those nasty freaking pimple popping videos.
Of,
like, those how do you let it get that big? At what point?
To the point where they're lifting it onto a table to be like, you would think someone before that would like go to the go to the doctor before that.
At what point does it?
Or like you see Tree Man and they're like, oh, it's just actually a bunch of warts, and it's like.
When was it
When was it just one single wart before he was Tree Man and he had literally branches of warts on his hands?
Like, at what point, at what inch of warts do you need to say
were you like, I am Tree Man? at what wart?
That's what I'm saying. It's like the heartbeat.
Like, that line is so, like, step, like, literally, it's life-changing, that line. Yeah. Like, you become Tree Man with that line. Yeah. Like,
people need to be completely aware of every action they make and where they want to set their lines.
Yeah.
Almost be aware of the consequences, like, eating this Twinkie, is this gonna bring my line, you know, where is my, how many Twinkies until I see? Yeah.